Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us today on the Real Estate Podcast. Today's guest was working in a fast food restaurant a couple days after high school graduation, and within a time period of 3 days, she had two life-changing moments that set her on a path to have a very successful real estate career and a very wonderful life. And she is going to share three key secrets with you as a real estate professional that you can apply to your life and to your business to build a very successful real estate career. And it all came out of those moments, those life events that happened within 3 days of graduating from high school. So without any further ado, I am happy and proud to introduce Dion Lowe, affectionately known to so many people as D-Lo. Well, we're going to talk about how that came about too for all of you, but she is one of our best real estate professionals, real estate agent in Atlanta, Georgia. She also has had an extensive experience in Atlanta and Michigan, and candidly, you know, really a whole nationwide opportunity, you know, is where her career is growing into. So Dion, thank you for joining us today. Also joined real quick by Rich LaRue. All of you know Rich. He's the one with the velvety voice and the better looking one of the two here on the podcast. So
never been referred to as a velvety voice, but I'm fired up to be here today, Don, Todd, Dion, D-Lo, J-Lo. Love your name, love your story, and I already love the conversation we're going to have because I know it's going to be spectacular today. So
that's right.
Glad you're here.
Perfect. I'm honored to be here.
Well, good. And at the end, we want you to tell everyone how they can find you. So, you know, your website, your YouTube channel. By the way, it will be known by the end of this podcast as well. She has a large, large YouTube following. And that's another thing that she is going to teach you all about how she did it and how you can do the very same thing to really differentiate yourself and grow your business. So let's just dig in though. D-Lo, how you doing? Where did it all start? You know, I alluded to 3 days, you know, you worked for 3 days in fast food after high school graduation. Do you remember those two life-changing moments? You know, one where you realized.
I do. The third day was, you remember I told you when the light bulb go off. So the light bulb went off and it was like, what you gonna do with $3.35 an hour? You know, and it started from there. So the first thing I had to do was quit the job, but I didn't stop just working jobs at that time. I went into the temp service.
Right.
You know, just finding myself, my young self. I know I didn't want to go to college. I didn't want to go to the military. So I just had to find my young self, but I knew working a job was not for me. Right. So working with the temp services and always like selling things.
Right.
So as a child, I sold candy to the kids in elementary. So I've always been an entrepreneur when I reflect back, just an entrepreneur at heart, always selling something. But working at that fast food, that was not going to get it. So,
you know, yep. So that first life-changing moment really was learning and realizing that you wanted more. Right. And that being an entrepreneur and being intentional about your goals was what you needed to do, right?
Exactly. And so after high school, you know, a few years passed, you know, working in a temp service. And then that's when a light bulb went off and right. I started beauty school because I started doing friends and families hair and was making money doing hair. And I'm like, this is not too bad. But I know to work in a salon, I needed a license.
Right.
So as I was attending cosmetology school, I was still making money doing hair at home. And then I graduated from cosmetology school in 1991, started working in salons. And then I opened up a salon, me and my husband, in 1998.
Right. Well, and that's the second life-changing event that I was alluding to. In those 3 days, one, she had the epiphany that I can get more out of life than working, you know, in this particular role. But number two was she met her husband in those 3 days, Rich.
Exactly.
Excellent.
And her husband was from a family of entrepreneurs. So I don't want to tell your story for you, though, but those two events to me stood out and set you on that path of living a very intentional life. So I love hearing it. Keep on telling the story.
Yeah, so like you stated, that 3 days at the fast food restaurant, my husband came in all 3 days. And then after that third day, you know, he asked me for my number. I gave him my number. And then, hey, it's we 36 years down the road.
Wow, cool.
But he came from a family of entrepreneurs. So it was a match made in heaven, he and I.
That's awesome.
So the road hasn't been easy, but we've been intentional about setting goals, small goals. Meeting those small goals, setting, you know, larger goals, meeting those goals. Just be, like you stated, being intentional, writing down what you want to do, what drives you, what's your purpose. So that's what I want to share with the audience today. You know, first off, being intentional.
Right. So you were working as in a beauty professional role. And again, you didn't want to just be in that role, you took it a step further and then ended up opening up your own shop and buying a building. And it's like, can you tell everyone a little bit of the story, how it led you into real estate?
So with that being said, me and my husband first purchase in Michigan, Detroit, Michigan, as a matter of fact, was in 1991. And that was a land contract. The property was $20,000, you had to give $5,000 down and $400 a month. And that was our first piece of real estate. That was in 1991. And then I looked at my husband, well, he wasn't my husband at the time, but I looked at Mr. Lowe and said, hey, Mr. Lowe, we could do this again and then rent out properties. So we was being intentional. His brother came with a proposition and he had two properties. And my husband stated, I don't want those raggedy properties. I said, no, let's buy these two properties from your brother and fix them up and rent them out. And that's what we did. And then the journey just began from there.
So what did you learn? What was that when you learned when you took those first steps into real estate?
What I learned was leverage. Like working in the beauty business, it's physical. So if I don't work, I don't make any money. Unless, you know, I rent out booths and things like that once we had a beauty and barbershop of our own. But, you know, I was the business. I don't like being the business. I like the leverage of getting properties, renting them out or flipping them and just, you know, that leverage, getting passive income and just making it grow. Just being intentional. What you want to do next. Each inch count. I don't want anybody to take for granted an inch. 1 inch is getting yourself closer to a mile.
Right. So when did you actually get your license?
Remember I had my beauty and barbershop, right?
Right, right.
So me and my husband was purchasing property, but we had to use a realtor, right? So one of my hair clients, she was a realtor, and I used to use her to, you know, put the offers in and whatnot. Then she started moving a little slow, meaning I'm the type I like to get to it. So when she wasn't moving fast enough, I just hit the light bulb again. And I said, D, get your own license and you can take yourself in the property yourself. Now, how cool is that? You be the realtor and the investor and you don't have to depend on anybody. But that's just me. We do need to depend on some people, but I like to move fast. So she did me a favor, you know, by moving slow. So I got the license and started serving me and my husband as far as buying our properties and, you know, making a commission off of that. So that was in 06. So I didn't stay in Michigan much longer after that because we moved to Georgia in 07.
But that's so what took you to Georgia? Why Georgia?
Remember the light bulb? Light bulb went off. I was working in the salon and I was doing a customer's hair. And I just heard real clear, you got to give up the good to go for the great. Rich, when I tell you 5 months later, we were moved to Georgia.
Well, that's fast.
That's fast. Never thought about moving out of state. Nothing like that. All our family and friends thought we went crazy. They stated, y'all just built a home. You got this beauty and barbershop. You're flipping properties. You're landlords. What is the problem?
What are you thinking?
What are you thinking? Right. They thought we went crazy. And we did a little bit, but hey, crazy is good sometimes. You got to, you know, give up the good to go for the great and be intentional. So we put a plan together on paper, you know, like a blueprint, and moved to Georgia, June 20, 2007. And 30 days later, our plan popped. It just didn't happen.
But what do you mean it popped?
Meaning that the plan that we had, we was going to come to Georgia,
Get
properties, we was going to buy distressed properties, fix them up, flip them, or rent them out, you know, whichever one made sense. And the way we were borrowing money, that went away. That was that subprime lending.
Sure, that was 2007. I lived it.
Yes, sir. So that went away, and it was like, uh-oh, what we do now?
Okay, so I just want to stop you there for a second.
Okay.
You had this vision. You made these plans. You jumped in. I mean, you did not have a net. You figured once I jump, the net will appear. And you've got this great plan. And are you telling me that you made this plan and life did not go according to the plan?
You're 100% correct. It did not go according to plan, and it didn't take all day. It only took 30 days to fall apart.
Okay, so how'd you deal with that? Because that, my dear, is life, right? Yes. We make these plans, and so many people start procrastinating. You know, well, what if, you know, yeah, I've got this plan, but I'm afraid to make the move. Clearly, you and your husband have zero fear, or you just act anywhere. Anyway, but you jump in there, you start executing your plan, life takes a hold of it, and you're not following your plan now. You can't follow your plan. Your old plan is out the window. What'd you do?
We had to make a decision. You're going to sink or swim, because going back to Michigan was not an option. I didn't have that in my heart. My husband didn't have it in his heart. So you know what we did? We took one day at a time. We did one foot in front of the other foot, one day at a time. So my husband, he got a job at a trucking company. I started joining, you know, I was on about two different real estate teams, you know, just making it happen to make ends meet, you know, just one day at a time. That's all I could say, one day at a time. But I knew in my heart, this was just a pass through. We won't stay here. We just passing through. We had to give up the good to go for the great, but we didn't know going for the great was going to end us rock bottom. But hey, you got to take a risk if you want something great.
There you go.
I love that. For any of you that are listening and taking notes, I hope you're writing down a couple things. One, number one, be intentional. Be intentional with that plan and just, you know, move forward. But number two, I love that, you know, you got to give up the good to go for the great. I love that.
And that's in all of our heart. I really do. I think going for the great is in all of our heart. It's just, would you go for it? Would you be fearless? Go for it. Just go for it. Because if you don't go for it, you're going to have the same thing that you had yesterday.
So true.
So true. Yep. So true.
And it wasn't enough for me. It's just, I know it was more.
Right.
All right. So that's 2007. The market tanked. Life sucks. And yet you still have a smile on your face.
Absolutely.
Tell us more.
So in 2007, like I said, the market, you know, popped. So we kept moving, got jobs, you know, trying to make ends meet. 2009, me and my husband made a conscious decision because we still had property back in Michigan, residential and commercial. and we just wasn't making ends meet. So we decided, hey, we got to file, you know, BK7. Got some information on it, and we just, you know, pulled the trigger and filed that. And that was a very difficult time. So, you know, like I told Todd, I'm an open book. I got a lot of different stories in my life, but I'm an open book. So in 2009, we made that conscious decision to file bankruptcy and to let all the properties go, because the majority of our debt was properties, was mortgages.
Right.
Where'd you go from there?
So we went from owning a place to a rental. So we have a young child at that time. He was elementary age. So I looked for the best, because of course I'm not from here. So I looked for the best school, and I moved in that area. So that was in the 30327 zip code in Georgia. So anyone in Georgia, they know all that. Right. So we moved in that zip code so our son can at least have a nice quality education in our rough time. He didn't know what was going on. You know, life was grand for him, but it was rough. So that was in 2009, and just taking an inch at a time. And at that time, my husband started looking at the opportunities, because, you know, the market crashed. So it was tons of foreclosures. The mortgage company, they came up with a division for field service reps, meaning that if the property was vacant or was occupied, they needed someone to give them that information. So my husband started working for someone that was doing that service, and then his light bulb went off, and he went online and found a couple of different companies where he can get the contract himself. So he got that contract in 2009. I started working and helping him with those inspections, and he had three other inspectors, and we was out in the field. And like I told Todd, that taught me a lot about the that Metro Atlanta area, because we were all over the place. It was so many foreclosures, and you know, I know we only had a piece of the contract, and we had maybe 2,000 properties per month that we had to cover. So we did that for a few years, and I was out, you know, working during the field service inspections. Light bulb went off again in 2016, because I don't like driving, Rich. So I'm like, this is my last day on this job. So I went home, gave my husband the pink slip. And he told me, he said, D, I've been waiting on this day, you know, for you to say, hey, I want to get back into my real estate. Because he's always been the one to encourage me and say, D, you know, this real estate like the back of your hand. Every time I hear you speak to someone, it's just so easy for you. He said, I think you really take it for granted. So that's when I started back, you know, working as a realtor and just making it happen. And then in 2017, a broker called me in his office. You know, they always want to call you in and have a cup of coffee or something. I knew I wasn't going to switch brokerage, but I went and had the meeting with him. And he just kept saying, D, you know what? Pictures is just not enough. It's the video age. People love videos. So I'm like, videos. So me and my husband, we talked about it. And then one day my husband came to me and he said, D, I just watched Gary Vee.
That's a life-changing experience.
That's a life-changing experience if you receive it. So my husband was fired up after he watched that video. And then, you know, my husband took his cell phone. We went out one day. He said, D, you ready? I said, I'm ready. Rich, that video was so shaky. We didn't have a gimbal. We just went out there with a cell phone and a lady at a new construction community. And I went for it. And that was our first video in 2017. And we've been moving fast forward ever since.
Let me ask you a question about your light bulbs. You've used that term a couple of times. And, you know, we all get, I think it's the human condition to get an idea, to get inspired, and yet we hesitate. It seems that you don't hesitate. You get the light bulb, you get inspired, and you move ahead. Talk to us a little bit about that, how you either move through the fear or you ignore the fear. It sounds like you just take massive action when you get an idea. And I'd like to know more about that.
So I tell people I'm left-handed. So I tell them, left-handed people think different, I think. So when I hear something, Rich, and it resonated in my heart, I go for it. I just always have. You know, I always hear about fear. I had a bracelet one time said, fearless. I don't receive fear. I just believe if you put your mind to it, you can do anything and be whoever you want to be. That's good or bad.
What about the negative chatter in the back of our minds? How do you distinguish the voices of, hey, I'm going to go ahead anyway. That's the self-talk saying, step aside fear. I am fearless. But sometimes, you know, we just have other voices there. It could be, I don't know, our parents or a grandparent or other people in our lives who are chattering, you know, and we hear the negative and we might stop or slow down. You know, we might slow our roll just a little bit, you know, because we hear that voice and we have doubt. You ever have doubt? You ever?
That's a good question. Yeah, doubt come, but you know what? I thank God for my husband. We was a match made in heaven. We really were. And then in regards to family and friends, once you learn who's who, you put that boundary up where when I have plans, I cannot express it and talk to small-minded people. Regardless if it's a person that I love, it doesn't matter. I just cannot share my thoughts and my goals with them because like you stated, they'll have negative reaction. They'll try to put a pin in your balloon. I'm not going to burst my balloon.
That's a great analogy. Yeah. Yeah, I get it.
Well, and there's, Dion, there's one part of your story too. Just take us back right before the light bulb went off about video with your broker. Okay. The light bulb went off with your husband listening to Gary Vee. You told me you were in a role that, Rich, this speaks to what you were just talking about. You were in a role at a new home as a new home builder agent sitting on property. And you did that for how long and tell everybody what happened?
Oh, yeah. So I have to rewind back to 2015. I did skip that whole part. Thanks for that, Todd. So in 2015, I was interested in new construction homes, right? So I told my husband, I said, hey, I think I'm going to pivot and be an on-site agent. He said, D, that seemed too much like a job. That's not you, because he know I'm just fancy free, you know, free as a bird. So I said, I need to get the knowledge and the experience. So I went on site. I had to, change brokerage because the on-site, the builder, they had their own brokerage. So that was a bummer. But, you know, like I stated, I'm looking at the bigger picture. I want to learn more about new construction homes and how to service the clients. So I went on site for this builder and I was there 30 days. Light bulb went off. I heard clearly, what you're doing for this one builder, you can go out and do it with all the different builders and bring people in the consumer information about different builders and not just one builder. I'm like, hey, that's pretty good. And then I gave my pink slip to that builder and I went back to my brokerage. And like I stated, you know, little time went through, I wasn't doing videos, but I was doing, we call them bandit signs. And I was doing some Craigslist ads. And then, you know, once I got turned on to those videos and—
What are bandit signs?
So bandit signs are those signs. Think about when you at the end of the freeway at the corner and they sitting in the road on a stick.
Yeah.
Got a message on it. Mm-hmm. So we was doing bandit signs. Me and my husband would ride. Sometimes 2 a.m, my husband would ride. He would go from the west side of I-20 to the east side, just putting signs at each corner. We was doing whatever it takes to get that phone to ring.
And wow, then, cool.
Once we, did that a couple years, like I stated, we didn't get to the YouTube videos until 2017. Time really flies.
But for me, it's Rich, it's another example of her just being intentional. And, you know, she's, and also you mentioned it, taking action and moving quickly. How many times would people maybe have that light bulb go off, but they're still going to, they're not going to, it's only been 30 days, so they're not going to go, you know? And she just, it's inspiring to hear the light bulb went off and she took action.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it.
Don't overthink it. Just like Nike said, just do it. Just do it. If the light bulb go off, do it. Execute it. You know, yeah. Be intentional. Do right. it. I can't stress that enough. Just do it.
And it seems like every step along the way, you're expanding. You're expanding your horizons. You're expanding what you're doing. So you went from one home builder to all the home builders. You started to help, consumers, you know, that were getting into programs. I think you started working originally with maybe people who are first time home buyers. And then you expanded upon that too, before you started the video. So can you talk about that expansion as well?
Right. So in the beginning, my message was to, like Ty said, the first time home buyer. So a lot of first time home buyers, as you know, they don't have much money. So I paired up with a lender that has, you know, several different down payment assistance programs. So I was just shouting that on the rooftops in the videos, just say, hey, call the down payment lady. I call myself the down payment lady. I say, call the down payment lady. I pair you up with the person that can get you the down payment assistance. So I started with that. And then my broker at the time, she gave me a quick, swift kick in the pants. And that got me started to my next journey. I was happy about that kick in the pants. She just told me, she said, D, you are enough. You don't need to sell any down payment assistance program. People want to work with you because of you. You are enough. Speak to the audience that you desire to have because you are enough. And that was the best kick in the pants to this date. I am enough. You are enough. You enough. Be you. And the audience that needs your assistance, because it's people out here that really needs our assistance. You know, some people try to take it for granted. Oh, I don't need a realtor. I can purchase a home. Yes, you do need a realtor. And, you know, people are starting to realize that more and more when we put the message out on why you need us. Right. And the audience that I capture, you're not going to capture. And vice versa. You are enough. It's an audience for you. It's consumers for you. I'm talking to you. It's a consumer for you that needs you, that needs your personality, needs your know-how, and needs your grit. So you are enough. Now let's do some videos.
You know, Dee, I just love your message. So many times, Todd and I talk a lot about the hard skills and making sure that we are enough and making sure that our skills are spot on. Negotiation skills, I think, are going to be top of the list here, you know, going forward. They always have been. But let's face it, over the last 3 years, the skills needed to put together the negotiation skills needed to put together a real estate transaction have softened just a little bit. But the skills you're talking about are the skills that really require you to deal with the 6 inches between your ears and knowing. I just love to hear your self-image and the talk that you have with yourself about being enough. Now, there's listeners. I just lost a couple of listeners on this podcast. I know. It's all right, folks. Come back. I know this is a little woo-woo stuff, all right? But this is what it takes to be super successful in real estate. We got to get our heads right. We got to have the right self-talk. We got to be able to know that we're enough, because we have enough people during the course of our days, our weeks, our months, who want to kick the crap out of us and tell us what we're doing wrong. And I love the fact that you're focusing on what you do right, you do that well, and you turn off the unnecessary chatter. Brilliant. I love it.
Well, and then, Dion, talk a little bit about you know, building what Rich was just saying, like, there's a reason though that you do this every day that makes it easy for you to have that approach too, right? And I think it's that third component that we're talking about, you know, that servant heart that you told me about. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. You know, if it was just me and I just had to think about me, that wouldn't be enough. The world needs us. The world needs my gift, Rich gift, Ty gift. The world needs us. And I'm here to share my gift to the world. And that's by the way of real estate. Everyone needs a home, you know. Everyone want to live indoors. And why not own your own home? You know, so that's my message. And I'm here to serve clients, you know, to get them in the mindset of, you deserve a home. If you work your job and work your business, bring home money, have children, you deserve to make memories in your own home. Wealth generation, build wealth, start with one home at a time. Like I stated, inches, just take an inch. Eventually you're going to, you know, get past that mile, but inches, you know, make up the mile. So inch at a time, even if you think it's just small, I got this little small home, I got this little small condo, it's yours. Enjoy it. Set another goal, you know? So I'm just that voice, just to remind you, you're enough. You deserve your own home.
Love that.
So go back in time just a little bit. I'd like to pick your brain as you're working for the new home builder, and then 30 days later the light bulb goes off, and you're going out on your own. Are you? Because I'm working hard skills here, so bear with me just a little bit. Are you talking about the houses that the builders have for sale? You know, are you selling people on you and your set of skills and how they apply to real estate and how they'll benefit your potential buyers? Or what's your approach with this?
So my approach, you're saying like when I go do the videos?
Yeah.
So when I go do the
videos. When you're getting started and doing it, not what you're doing today, but okay, what you were doing there. We'll get to today in a few minutes.
So when I was getting started, my approach was bringing to the community, to the consumer, what's out there. Like, you know, most people, they're at work, they're doing their business. They just don't know what product is out there. So I'm bringing this 3-bedroom, this 4-bedroom. Maybe it might have some incentives. Whatever, you know, that's the feature of that product, I'm trying to bring it to the audience. Like, hey, did you know this builder, he's giving up $10,000 towards closing costs and prepays? Or did you know they have a covered porch on this property? So I'm just highlighting everything that would excite someone, you know, and that's something that they would want at a rate that they can afford. And hey, give me a call. And then sometimes I even have videos. Hey, if you don't call me, call your realtor. But, you know, get on this good deal here. So
at one point you had your first, do you remember your first video? What was your first video?
It's still out there. It's shaky. It'll make your head hurt. But I think it has, I think if I'm not mistaken, that video have about 100,000+ views.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Cool. Awesome. Okay. So then, and then you went to your second and your third. I mean, you have a lot of followers right now on YouTube. Can you give some tactical insights? I know Rich.
You've got 12,000 subscribers.
Yeah.
I'm looking at, and that's just on YouTube. I haven't checked any of your other sites.
How did you do that?
Just one video at a time, being intentional. You know, the first video, like I stated, it was shaky. And the second video, we went and purchased the gimbal. So we just new and improving, you know, like the commercial tag, new and improved tag. So we was new and improved video. So everything that what it takes to make a good video, my husband started studying, you know, going on YouTube, seeing how do you make a good video? How do you cut? What do you need? You know, he self-educated himself on the YouTube videos.
Love it.
Awesome. That's awesome. And I love
it. So what are you doing today?
Today?
Yeah. What are you doing today that is either the same as you were doing before because it works, or and maybe it's and, what are you doing differently that you've learned that has worked better?
Rich, hang on. Before, I'd like to, can we build to that? It's very rare that we have someone that has accomplished what you've accomplished on YouTube. So I understand the gimbal and I understand the self-educating and learning how to educate, but how can you give us a little bit more about how you built it? Like, what were the topics that you chose? Did you go around to all the different home builders? Like, how did you do it? Did you build a YouTube page? You know, what are some of the tactics maybe that you did to build it to get to what you're doing today? What were your steps along the way?
Just being myself, being intentional. Everything, I promise you, is off the fly. Whatever comes to my heart, I just go for it. Don't have any scripts, no plan of, hey, we're going to go out 7 days a week between 3 and 4. No set plan, just everything is from the heart, off the hip.
How many videos were you doing approximately a week?
We started, because my nickname is Tina. When people call me Tina, I know they've been knowing me for a long time, right? So my husband, I tease him, because he'll say, D, I need a video out you. And I always call him Ike Turner without the abuse, right? I'm like, wait a minute, Ike, I'm tired. You know, I got to get myself together. So we have that running joke like Ike and Tina Turner from the movie, right? So he started and he wanted to get out at least a video once a week when we first started. And then it just grew where he started where if I didn't go out and be in the video, he's going to put a video out. So he's going to grab some material, make a video, and I'm not even in it because he want to put out material every day. And then once, since we have rolled into these shorts on YouTube and reels, he's making reels all day until it's time to go to bed. So he kind of like addicted to the reels. Like we put out a reel 2 days ago for a community, a townhome community that had tons of incentives. I went on there today, I had to answer 40 different people that was asking questions, and they say the video had been viewed 13,000 times. And that was just 2 days ago.
There you go, Rich. That gets to what she's doing today. So today you went out to a new home builder, you talked about the incentives they were offering, and talked about the product, you know, a little bit, the company, and you had 13,000 people watch it. Talk about.
And that was on TikTok. That was on the TikTok.
Okay.
So wow. What I'm doing today is, you know, it's still, I'm always thinking about how to solve problems. We know as with real estate, it's just always a pivot. It's always something. So right now, you know, the chatter in the world from the buyers, interest rates too high. So if the problem is interest rates, well, let me bring you material where different builders is buying down the interest rate. Let's solve that problem. So that's what I'm pivoting right now. If we just talking about right now, I'm trying to bring information on different builders because, you know, once one builder do it, then they all going to do it. So every day I'm getting information from a different on-site agent where their builders are running a special with the buy down rate. So, hey, that solved the problem of the interest rate too high, D. So I solved that problem. Let's write a contract.
Love that. Love that. So how many videos do you think you've done since 2017? Have you ever?
A count on YouTube. YouTube keep a count. It seemed like I might be in the 300s, if I'm not mistaken. Because YouTube keep a count. But remember, I'm not in all of those videos.
Sure.
But it's in the hundreds for sure, as far as me being in the video.
That's great. That's awesome. What else, Rich? I can see the wheels spinning in your head. And the smile.
Oh, you know, I'm looking over the top of my screen while we're chatting here. I'm on your YouTube channel, And I'm looking at some of the videos, the headlines, and how many views you're getting. And, you know, I just, I'm feeling like a proud papa here. You know, I just, you know, it's just, it warms my heart to see what you're doing and to hear your basic philosophy of life and business. And you're just a good soul. And it's no wonder you're doing so well.
I appreciate that. And then the audience, you know, they need to laugh as well. We selling real estate, but let's have fun with it.
Right.
So a lot of people that call me, you know, they looking for a laugh. They looking to have some fun, and they're looking for someone to service them with their real estate needs.
Right.
But we do enjoy each other.
It is a very serious business, and we want to serve our clients with professionalism and seriousness. And yet at the same time, we have to be real. We've got to have a good time. Let's have a little fun. We can share some laughs. You know, we don't have to be too wound up about it. You know, make sure we take care of their needs, but let's have some fun along the way.
And my audience, they appreciate that. Like I stated, some of them call me and they say, I feel like your family. Some of them call me auntie. They say, you feel like you're one of my aunts.
So nice. Rich, I mean, we've talked about that on some of our other episodes here. Of the
podcast, we have.
About how with video, you know, some people have watched 30, 40, 50 of those videos and they feel like they know Dion, like she's part of their family. She's helping them. She's serving them. And I think those in the audience, when you watch her videos, you'll see that the servant attitude comes through because that's really the way she talks. She's sharing information. She's trying to be helpful, trying to help people reach that dream. I do have one thing. I know one thing you're doing today we haven't yet talked about. I think recently you expanded from just doing new home builds, though, even into doing land with a architect, with a builder, you know, and can you talk about how, again, you're expanding your business just from, you know, a product that's built to a product that's not even built yet. You're kind of expanding it to the build what you want, right?
Yeah, so that's the pivot because, you know, I'm listening to the people that call me when we have conversations. So it seemed like either a person is calling me that's looking for affordable living, or they just looking for the mansion. It's like no in between. So I partnered up with a couple builders, you know, that has a great name in the industry, and just waiting to expand that because I like the fact of taking a piece of land, partnering up with an architect and partnering up with a builder, and then just bringing, you know, a product from the ground up, you know, and just showing that and showcasing that. So that's the pivot right now for me and my husband. We have a couple clients that we're assisting with that. And, you know, I just see the potential growth because a lot of these big box builders, they're not building the larger homes in some areas. You know, they sticking to things that, you know, I guess they looking out, of course, for themselves. They don't want to run into the issue that they ran into in 2007. But it's still a large sector of people that move here that want a large home. Right. And to solve that problem, we need to find you a piece of land, pair you up with the architect and the builder, and hey, make your dreams come true.
Great. I love that. That's great. Well, for those that have been taking notes, we've been talking about being intentional, that you are good enough about be yourself, just communicate, you know, talk to your audience. And then thirdly, serve them. You know, and living a life of serving others. You told me one more story, if we could maybe end with this one or any other final thoughts that you have, but someone that you were working with that was going to buy in 2017, they stopped short of actually pulling the trigger and they called you again recently. Can you walk everybody through what you did there?
Yeah, so a gentleman, he's about 71. He did tell me his age. And I met him at church and I got him pre-approved back in 2016, 2017, got him all the way, you know, close to the finish line, found a property and everything. And Rich, that word that you said appeared, fear. Fear set in and he turned around. He didn't pull the trigger. And then fast forward, he just called me last weekend. He emailed me, as a matter of fact. And then I got on the phone with him, spoke with him, went over his situation. And in my head, it's 2023. It's like, no way. You know, he has the same income, pretty much the same situation that he had in 2016, 2017. But hey, we in 2023 and prices are up. Interest rates were up. So, you know, I gave him, you know, my usual 30-minute consultation, you know, served him. And then I told him, I said, hey, let me pair you up with someone that, you know, does down payment assistance programs, see if we can get you going, get you into something. And I haven't heard back from him. I need to follow up with him because that was earlier this week when I spoke with him. But I'm just thinking, like, you know, it's rough. When it's time to pull the trigger and your realtor gets you there, you need to pull the trigger. You know, don't let fear set in. So, but I still had to serve him because he called, want me to help him solve his problem. Don't know if I'm going to be able to solve it, but hey, I just gave him that level of service like I would give anybody if it was somebody buying a $1 million home.
But it's been 6 to 7 years. And I'm sure that you have stayed in contact in one form or fashion. You know, and he boomerangs back. That's what a beautiful story. I mean, yeah, we all want to make a sale today, you know, so that we can eat in 30 days or 45 days. But we want to eat in 6 to 7 years, too. And absolutely. So our job is just to plant seeds. Let the universe harvest them.
That's right.
Exactly. And that's the two things that really spoke to me about that story was, one, just what Rich said about he's 7 years later, that relationship is still strong. But also 7 years later, you still serve him and you're giving him all the time that he needs. You're giving him the answers he needs, you know, and you're helpful. And that
he thanked me for that
is key.
And that meant a lot to me when I read it. You know, he really thanked me for that. And right. Like I tell people, because I get a lot of calls, some of my clients, they even want to become realtors. And my number one question in the whole wide world is why? Anything somebody right. asks me, I'm quick to say, well, why? Tell me your why. And I tell people, if you're looking at this industry from the outside, looking in and just say, hey, I want to make some money, or they think we can make quick money. Some people think we don't do anything, but I said, yeah, like I tell people, I have scratches on my back to prove different. So I tell people, hey, if you think it's about money, money is not going to sustain you. If you're not looking to serve people, you will not be satisfied in this industry. On my roughest day, I never give up because the next day somebody needs me. And I'm honored to be needed in this industry.
Wow. That 90 seconds is a story. That is pure gold. Right there, Dion. Absolutely. If nobody heard anything else today, that last 90 seconds is spot on. Good for you. Thank you.
Thank you.
How do you go on from there? That's
I do have one final question.
Yeah.
Okay,
and who knows? This one might get cut and never make the publication. But I do want to ask you for our listeners who are thinking about doing video and they're all caught up in their head, right? And are trying to make everything perfect and dealing with all of that heady stuff. What's your message to them? Because I know you've got one.
Nothing is perfect. And I think people connect with people who's not perfect, you know? So just go for it. Be you. Trust that you are enough. Talk to your audience. Serve them. Give them the information that they need today. Because real estate is always evolving, always changing. And people, a lot of people that give you a call, they talk about their experience or what somebody told them 10 years ago. And then you can be the one to let them know that that information is not valid today. So be you. And go out there and give that message. Do that video. You're beautiful. You're cute. You're handsome. Be you. Go out there and share yourself. The world needs you. Just do it.
Another 90-second sermon. I love it. Dion, you are an absolute delight. What a special treat today. Thank you.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. So, you know, we're at a time period where people are looking forward. I love your last 90 seconds, what you just talked about. But to wrap up the entire episode, you have new agents listening. You have agents who've been in the business for a while, and they've seen some easy years. They've seen some tough years. Constant, you know, the only constant in real estate is that there's change. It's constantly changing every single day. So I guess any final thoughts that you would like to give your peers who are listening to you here today on, no matter what stage they're at in their career, what are some thoughts for them moving forward?
Keep doing what's in your heart. Your heart gonna tell you. It's gonna tell you if you're going in the right direction. Your heart is gonna tell you. Even if, you know, what you see doesn't line up with your heart, do what you know to do. Do what's in your heart. If you need help, ask for it. Don't sit and suffer alone. Don't suffer in silence. Ask for help. Like Todd, no, I extend my hand. We go out, I help you do a video. You know, my husband on board. Ask for help. Help is out there. People are willing to help you, but we don't know what you need unless you say, you know, hey, I need a little help. And there's nothing wrong with help. But do what's in your heart. Share what's in your heart to the audience. And you can't lose one day at a time. Today might seem rough and tomorrow you'd be swamped. So, you know, in real estate, every day is a different day. This is a faith business. You wake up in faith looking for the next closed deal, you know, looking for the next buyer lead, seller lead, investor lead. But it always work out. Just be intentional. Keep doing what you do every day, whatever that is. Do it.
I love that message of asking for help. That's one of our team phrases that we use here in the brokerage offices and in the franchise office of supporting all of you is, you know, like if you need help, ask for it. And you reminded me of something I forgot. I wanted to talk about this earlier. You recently took a whole group of agents out in the field. You took them not in the office. You took them out in their cars and you went somewhere. And can you tell everyone what you did, what you made them all do, or what all of them to do?
Yeah, we met up at a community. A builder had a new community out in Marietta. On-site agent, I called her and she said, hey, D, I got you. Come out. She even gave us lunch and everything. They treated us like royalty. And my husband, of course, he does the video and the editing and all that stuff. And he was generous with his time. And he told the ladies, I think it was a couple gentlemen that had joined us. He said, hey, who want to do a video? Give me your phone. He even started pulling some people from the audience like, this is your day. You're going to break out today and do a video. And some of the people that was shy and had a little fear, they cleared their throat, got in front of that townhome and did a video. And some of them text me their video and I told them, hey, grow from here. You only can start at one at the beginning and one video at a time. Take the inches, grow from here. So a lot of people overcame their fears that day. So it was a great day.
And awesome. I want to thank you for doing that. That just shows the spirit of our fellow Home Smart agents, you know, and for those of you that are listening, maybe that's an idea for you in your local office. If one, you can go out and do it on your own, do what Dion was just saying, go do it. Inches, grow by the inches, take it an inch at a time. And do it by yourself. But if you want other people to go with you, get a group. Go out to a home builder and do it together. Help each other, right? And mimic what Dion did with that group of agents in Atlanta. I love the fact that you did that. So thank you.
We had a good time and it freed a lot of people. I saw it on their face. I saw it in their actions. It freed some people. It really did. Because, you know, just do it. Scared or what? It's just a phone.
Love
look
that.
Fear in the face and do it anyway.
Look fear in the face and do it anyway.
give up the good, go for the great. Be intentional. I love all that.
Well, it feels a little bit like an evangelical message today, and I love it. So thank you for taking the time to be with us today.
Always. Anytime.
Great message.
Yeah, thank you, Dion. We really appreciate you. We appreciate your time, and we appreciate your story. So for those of you listening here today, we hope you have loved today's session. If you would like to get a hold of Dion, she has a website. She's got a YouTube channel. Rich just pulled her up, you know, on the channel. But are you on Instagram? Are you on Facebook? Are you in a couple other places?
I'm on all the platforms, but I always tell people my digital footprint is YouTube. So you just put in D L O W E, like the store, D Low.
Okay. All right. And that's how they find you. Well, thank you for joining us here today. We hope you've all enjoyed this episode of the Real Estate Podcast. Rich, as always, thank you for joining us here today. And
that's a pleasure.
Thanks, Rich. Thanks, Ty.
Thank you, Dion.
All right. Take care. We'll see you all back on future episodes.
Like what you're hearing on The Real Estate? Tell your friends about us. Tell them to check out all of our episodes on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and Spotify. And don't forget to send any topics you want us to tackle to therealestate@homesmart.com.